Coach Harrison and I met 5 years ago, and we were in a pool. Don't ask why. And I remember thinking, I like that guy.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes! Welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host every single day, Zach Blackerby. And it is a Charlie Tuesday. Charlie 5, message board legend, joining us. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Zach. Doing great. Fired up. Let's go.
Okay, so I've heard that you're cursed, and I want to start today's show. I always get nervous when I ask you questions like this because I don't know exactly which direction that they're going, but people talked about how you were cursed, and I'd like context on that. Can we open up with that today?
Yeah, Zach. So I don't know what's worse, if I'm cursed more or if the Madden curse is worse. So going through injuries and players that we liked, I was high on a lot of guys, and now they're either out for the year or they're completely not at Auburn anymore. Okay. I just think I'm clearly the kiss of death to a football career. So I kind of want to try something different real quick.
Okay.
I think Bryce Young and JT Daniels are the top quarterbacks in the whole country, and they're going to have elite years and be Heisman finalists.
Who are the guys? I like what you're doing there. So who were the guys that you were high on that you either forced to leave the team or they underperformed? What's the list?
Number one, Jeremiah Wright. I was singing his praises from the first couple of practices. I thought this guy is going to take us to the new heights. He's going to be the face of the 3-4 defense.
I don't think you were alone in that, though. I don't think that's a you thing.
Yeah. You know, one incident, you say, oh, you know, whatever, we'll let that go. Let's go on to the next guy.
Okay.
Jay Hardy. I may have drooled over his height and weight more than anyone in the country when we went through the updated depth chart, updated roster.
You did? Sure. I'll give you that.
I was very high on Jay Hardy. He gone. And then two guys that were a part of my quote-unquote dat dudes from the spring game.
Uh-huh.
Chris Thompson Jr. He is out. And then Kamal Haddon.
Haddon.
All gone.
Yeah.
Haddon. Whatever. Doesn't matter anymore. He's gone.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out what's worse, me or being on the cover of Madden. So hopefully – I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. I don't want to ruin any more Auburn careers. But it's been kind of a wild couple of days, wild week or so in the transfer portal, huh?
Do you think it's weird that Haddon put out a statement, but the other guys didn't? Because I think it's weird.
Yeah. The whole Haddon thing was kind of weird just in general because, I mean, I don't even know – I don't even know if he ever actually got to go to class. He wasn't here. Was he even here long enough to take classes? He was,
he should have taken some in the spring, right?
I guess so. Yeah. He would have taken a few.
You got to be in classes to play in the spring game.
Yeah. Just, I don't think I've ever seen that before. A guy come in spring from part got rave reviews. Especially from us, we were excited about him.
I mean, it sounds like he was really solid. It's just, he was like the fifth corner on this team.
Yeah, but when you play a lot of offenses that are going to be throwing the ball a lot, I mean, I feel like the playing time would have been there, and then we lose quite a bit next year. I mean, you're going to lose Roger. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Nehemiah Pritchett is going to – he could explode this year. He could get drafted this year. Drayshon Miller, he's really big on being a one and done guy.
Right.
I mean, you're gonna get good time this year, and then more than likely you're gonna be the man next year. I mean, unless he just didn't feel confident that he could compete at this level. I mean, I don't really get it.
Yeah, it could have been him and Simpson next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been fine
too. Absolutely, and he would have had all eyes on him next year. But, you know, some guys, they want it now. And doesn't necessarily mean it's you know, the wrong thing, but it also doesn't necessarily mean every decision that these, that's one thing we got to get, we got to just stop. Like, not every decision these kids are making is the best decision. Okay. Like we're allowed to criticize. You're allowed to use logic on, you know, if the depth chart is in their favor versus not versus, you know, their path to wherever they want to be. Like, we're allowed to, you know, have some sort of negative opinion on that. But yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're poking at the people that are like, well, this guy knows the situation better than anyone else. Like, are you poking at that?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's his life. Let's don't, you know, whatever. It's his
decision. He's doing what's best for his family. It's like, maybe
he's doing it.
I made a lot of really selfish decisions when I was 18. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. But yeah, so it's been a wild couple of weeks.
Are you worried about the defensive back situation next season?
You mean the season after this coming up one?
Yeah,
correct?
So I guess going into 22?
Well, I would say yes, but with the way that the portal works now, I feel like it's a lot easier to, you know, I guess rebuild or reload or plug and play type guys. And we have some really good young talent, clearly, because, you know, Kamal didn't want to play behind any of them. Mm-hmm. And so we should have some good guys that are, you know, coming up, plus, you know, the wild, wild west of the portal now. So you should be able to, you know, on paper, if you just look at just who we have coming back, yes, you would be concerned, but as easy it is to find guys now that have played competitively at a higher level that can, you know, you can pull in and play immediately. I wouldn't be too concerned.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I can't wait to see how many guys Harsin tries to sign in the class. Like, if he just goes with like 18 dudes and then just tries to get like 6 or 7 in the portal next year. Like, I think that's going to be kind of the new move.
I think, especially for a team like Auburn that's got to do a lot of building, it's probably the best route. And, you know, is a true freshman that is locked in after they transfer and can't go anywhere anymore, is a true freshman that transfers in to be a sophomore, does that have – more value than a high school kid now? I don't know.
I think it does.
Especially if they got playing time.
Correct.
Like the kid from Vanderbilt, Kaufman, the safety that I think looking pretty good on. You know, that's like signing a 5-star guy. You know what I mean?
I agree with
you. That has SEC experience.
Especially with guys that played last year, because it doesn't even count eligibility wise. So, I mean, Kaufman can play for forever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. He could be here for four. He's got 5 more years to play for.
Right.
So he can't go anywhere else.
So speaking of all of the, you know, these moves, I mean, it's like parts of a team, Charlie Five. And you know where I like to get my parts for a vehicle?
Where's that?
It's at rockauto.com. Can you imagine ordering car parts from anywhere else other than rockauto.com? I can't.
I personally cannot.
I just, that's not a world that I would ever want to live in. RockAuto.com, their interface on their website is super easy to use. I know nothing about vehicles, but they make me feel like I do because I can actually like wander around in there and get what I need. And all of their catalog, it's unique. It's priced very low because there's no middleman. They're the people, and it's great. Amazing selection and reliably low prices. So go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. Right, Locked On Auburn, and their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you, blah, blah, blah. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. That is at rockauto.com. I want to keep talking about the transfer portal, because I think it's interesting. But like with all these guys entering the portal, how have we not gotten any of these Boise dudes that played for Harsin? Like, how has that not happened yet?
It's kind of mind blowing. I mean, Gus got some of the guys to go to UCF. Maybe it would be a step up. So I feel like,
but if he's trying to implement a culture, like, why wouldn't you get dudes that you've already built the culture with?
That's a really good point. I just don't feel like Harsin's not a guy that's not going to go get a guy that can't help us win if he could. Mm-hmm. They had a really good wide receiver who was like a super stud. I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'll look it up in a minute, but that's a need of somebody that, you know, that's somebody that we could really use as an experienced receiver. And you know, they had a pretty electric playmaker.
He's with the team now.
He's with the team now. He's got kind of it's a different name. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I don't think he's not going to go get somebody that he's not going to not go get somebody that he doesn't think can help us win right now.
Yeah.
So maybe he just doesn't feel Khalil Shakir.
I was about to ask if that was him. Yeah. 6'1", 188 senior.
Yeah. And he's got fun film to watch. I think he had a fairly decent year last year, but.
And obviously, Harsey can't call these kids and be like, "Yo, you've got a spot over here." Obviously, that can't. They have to enter the portal first. But
sure,
I'm just surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Right, I would have expected like at least maybe, you know, at least one or two, maybe.
I want something to overreact to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, we're gonna get more dudes, right? You've got to have that feeling, right? It's like we just had so many leave.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lee from AuburnSports.com, he said something that I thought was kind of interesting. He believes that where we should be adding, you know, somewhere around the neighborhood of 7 more guys between now and, you know, before summer camp start or before summer semester starts, which that's like a little bit over a month from now. And that would be, you know, that's a lot of dudes. That will be a lot of action in a short amount of time. I'm really curious. I know that the 25 scholarship limit per year stays at that number. So no matter if you lose players or not. So like Kamal Hayden, that really hurt us because mm-hmm. that was a person against Haddon. Our 25 account Haddon. Right.
Doesn't matter.
Sorry, I'll get that right. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to call him Hayden on purpose just to disrespect him. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't do that.
No, so he counted against our 25 total, then he leaves, but we don't get that one back. But still somehow I think there's some gray area with the whole super seniors and that 1 year of eligibility that doesn't count. So he believes, you know, through the people he's talking to that we should be adding, you know, somewhere around the neighborhood of 7 super studs within the next, you know, month or two. So that'll be a fun time.
Yeah, no, it would be. But so they signed, we're at 20 now, is that right? So we got 6 enrollees, 12 letters of intent, 18, then 2 transfers. So that gets us to 20.
Right.
Okay.
We're either at 20 or 19. I think seems like it's probably 19. But regardless, we should have, you know, for the longest time they said we only had 3 spots left. And then now all of a sudden, you know, like I said, Jeffrey Lee says we're looking to add 7 people. So
7 people's a ton. Like with dudes that already have experience like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just totally like that would rock the depth chart if we got 7 dudes in the next month.
Oh, yeah. And all of them look like folks like all of the people that are talked about look like people. Look, they're at positions of extreme need, you know, obviously.
All right, in a perfect world, let's assume 7. How would you want that broken down by position? Just shooting from the hip here, I would want like 2 offensive tackles. I would want a running back. I would want a receiver, probably just 1 receiver. No, I'll say 2 receivers and then like 2 defensive linemen.
Interior, pretty close.
Interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, I would probably take a quarterback, a running back, at least 1 offensive tackle or the best available lineman that I could find.
Yeah.
A wide receiver for sure, a veteran wide receiver. Probably at least 1 defensive tackle. When I say a defensive tackle, I mean like a true nose guy that like we would have had with like Jeremiah Wright.
Gotcha.
Somebody that's not necessarily going to be a big pass rusher, but just that big body that's the sit down in the middle. And then probably safety. I mean, only I'm sort of biased because I feel like we're going to get the kid from Vanderbilt. Right. So I'm just going to chalk him up.
That's a good point. I should have included him because I think we'll get Kaufman too.
So, I think we're probably going to get the defensive tackle from UAB and Donovan Kaufman based off what I'm reading on the message board. So, so that'll be a good start. And then just kind of see where we go from there.
You're listening to Locked On Auburn. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, as well as all the other sports. The NBA is exciting right now, as well as UFC and MMA. And before you watch any more sports action, make sure you're prepared so you can get in on the action at betonline.ag. When you sign up and make your first deposit, use promo code LOCKEDON to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so you spend a lot of your time on the bunker at auburnsports.com. Great place. You got any shout-outs this week?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out. This is funny. It's this guy, he actually got banned from the bunker for a long time, but he was still
– What did he do?
He wasn't allowed I can't remember. He just probably said something he shouldn't have said. He kind of went over the line, which is kind of crazy that that can happen. But yeah, he got banned for a time.
Have you ever been banned before?
Yeah, I have. I've been banned a couple of times.
Okay. All right.
I got heated and spouted off and said something I shouldn't have said, but I deserved it every time I got banned. But, so this guy, he listens to the show every single Tuesday, and he will sometimes text me on because he listens to it on his way to work. And he'll text me like things from the show at like 6 a.m.
Cool.
Listens. His name on the bunker is Captain America. So oh. Captain America, but with an AU.
Say it again. You went out for a second.
His name's Captain AU America. So like Captain America with an AU.
I love that. That's great.
I want to give him a shout out. I want to talk about something that he is like begging us to talk about.
Okay.
And it's he is big time on Jordan-Hare Stadium. Jordan-Hare, whatever you want to call it.
Jordan-Hare.
And that there needs to be a master plan yesterday on getting it in actual shape. His point is we've got a coach now that is that has a reputation of building a program. We're going to have the football facility, soon. We need to stop putting Legos on Jordan-Hare and get a master plan in. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about what you think needs to be done in your opinion to make Jordan-Hare back being one of the top places to play in the country, as far as from an aesthetics, I guess, aspect. I think it has the atmosphere.
Does he ever like post part of like what he think the master plan should be, or is he just saying like it needs to be a thing?
Oh, he can't post. He was only allowed to post back. I think today is his first day back being able to post. So
got it.
No, he has not. But we've texted a lot about it.
Okay.
So, but yeah. So
I think the whole thing needs to be pressure washed like 5 times. I've said that for like a decade. But like the outside of it and the inside of it, it's just like, man, like I just think it needs to be a little cleaner. I don't know. It just looks faded. And I think if you just pressure washed it a few times over, I think it'd look a lot better.
We have to get some cranes, boom trucks in, whatever we got to do to get up in around the upper deck and pressure wash that thing. It looks so terrible.
Hit up the fire department.
Yes. Come on, guys. Just that's easy. Like, water for the most part is kind of free. I mean, so get up there and get it clean. Let's go. I mean, you have one of the top, you're supposed to be one of the top programs in the country, and you got mildew running down the sides of your, the outside of your bleachers and things like that. So
they've bricked up parts of it. And I think the bricked up part looks fine. I know some people are anti-brick. I think it looks good. I'm okay with it. I love brick. I think we need more statues throughout the place. not just the like the Heisman winners. I want like statues in the like concourse. I think that'd be cool. And we can do a whole other show on like if we had 10 statues, who should they be of? I think that'd be fun. We could do that in the offseason.
That would be fun.
Another thing is I think there needs to be more sections with seat backs in them. I know that's more of like a professional stadium thing, but I think some college stadiums have sections where that is a thing. And I know when you do that, it then allows you to have less seats in the given section. But I think you could charge more. You know, I think there's ways around that. But that would be something. And I know there's like in the scholarship section, there's a few, but that's kind of it. And then I think there should be more than just one screen up there. And I know the screen is ginormous. I think it's weird they didn't move the screen that was there to the other side. I think that's weird to me. But
what about that scoreboard on the other side?
What about it?
That thing's cool. That thing's cool.
Move it somewhere else in the stadium.
I think that thing was around when Terry, I think Terry, that was put up when Terry Bowden was here. It's still there.
I'm sure that's why it's still there, but
for memories, but you got this gigantic board that's just so obnoxiously big. And
it's like, that's on the only one. Side,
and then you have this golden flake, the golden flake, ancient, bulbed scoreboard on the other side. It's so terrible. So yeah, we got to do something with the north end zone for sure. I don't know if you put another screen in there or what, but definitely got to do something with that scoreboard on the other side.
What about you? Those are kind of the ones that come to mind for me.
Well, I think the most atrocious thing that has ever been done to the stadium is the press box, the new press box.
Oh yeah.
That is the worst. It looks like I'm going to steal something from Jay Tate, but it looks like a double wide trailer just on top of the corner of an end zone. You can't even see anything. And then what was really funny is that when they first opened it, the windows didn't open. So the press box guys had to sit behind the glass. They couldn't hear anything and basically had to use binoculars to call games. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was clear there was no plan. There's no like real master plan in place. It's just kind of like, let's put a Lego over here. Let's put a Lego over there. Let's dress this up. Let's dress that up. But the press box has got to be changed. That thing is hideous. It's absolutely hideous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I don't like about the stadium, and those are really the biggest things to me.
Sure. I think I definitely want to see – I would like to see more premium seating. Some of our you know, booths and things like that, they're like ancient, like still retro, like the 1970s kind of feel about them. Mm-hmm. I think that would benefit because I think there's people that will be willing to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I think, I don't know if you got to close one of the end zones or whatever you got to do, but I think more premium seating will be great for Auburn and for fundraising and for things like that too. And then it would just kind of just look better. And I also, the last thing that I would do for sure is I think the exposed beams on the both of the end zones is super tacky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like an erector set on the end of your stadium on both sides. Uh-huh. I definitely would look at closing that in or bricking that or something like that.
Brick it up. Yeah. No, I'd be cool with that. I'd be cool with that for sure. When I was younger, I wanted them to expand it more and more. I really wanted 100,000 people in there. But I think it's a good size. I mean,
I do too.
I don't really know where else you would extend it out. Yeah, I'm right. Right. I wonder how much we could get 100,000 people into like a lot of the games. Like if Ole Miss comes to town, are we getting 100,000 people in there?
Right. Exactly.
And we may, but like they're not going to stay the whole time, so it doesn't matter. But
sure.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. If you have different thoughts on that, please let me know. But Charlie Five, no. Thank you so much. You got anything else you want to touch on this week, bud?
One last thing, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
So this DK Metcalf thing. Okay. DK Metcalf tried out for the, the Olympic trials for the 100 meter and got – a lot of people were pumping him up. He is super fast. And I'm going to preface this by saying DK Metcalf is a certified stallion. Like, he is a freak of nature. He's a beast. But he came in dead last in his heat, and he came in 15th out of 17th. But people are acting like this is just a huge achievement. Like, come on, guys.
This massive human being running like a 10.36, I think is what he ran.
Yeah. That's good compared to other football players. But he's running for the Olympics. Like, Tony Kornheiser on PTI said that he should be thrilled that he came in 17th out of 19th. I don't think DK is thrilled about it. I mean, hopefully he got a ribbon, you know, to justify all the fawning over it. But I don't get it. I don't see how it's an achievement, but that's awesome.
All right. You feel better now?
I feel better. I had to get that off my chest.
I'm glad. Good. Where can people find you, buddy?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @the_charlie_5 or auburnsports.com, The Bunker, or Auburn247 Sports, about to get aboard.
All right. Follow me on Twitter at @zblackaby, the show on Twitter at @LockedOnAuburn, and on Instagram at @AuburnPodcast. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been Locked On Auburn.